clarify one point before moving on to the Tosis Yeshanim. I'm going to review Tosis, but I want to just give a little background from the Gemara Makos, something that was bothering me, but I finally sort of started to grasp what Tosis is saying. And that is as follows. And the Gemara there asked, why did the Chachamim, remember that the Mishnah, two debates. One debate between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was about Me'idin Anabish Ploni Shuchai Masayim Zuz, where the Chachamim said that he pays Masayim Zuz, the Edim pay Masayim Zuz, and the Edim do not, they don't get Malkos. And Rabbi Meir says that no. Rabbi Meir says that they pay money and they get Malkos, because Lo Hashem HaMeviyu Lidei Malkos Meviyu Lidei Mama. That was Rabbi Meir's position. And then the Mishnah had a second Machalokas. Me'idin Anu Bi'ish Ploni Shu Chayev Malkos Arbaim. So the Chachamim said, you get 40 lashes. The Edim Zob get 40 lashes. They actually get 80 lashes. Because the rule is that Mishalshim Mamma Ve Mishalshim Malkos. When the Edim Zom are Chayev Mamma, you can divide the money up. But when they're Chayev Malkos, you can't say, okay, you get 19 and a half and he gets 19 and a half. Or if there were three Edim, where possible, three Edim who all became Zomim, you don't say each one gets 13. I think, is it Tosfos who explains why? Tosfos or Rabbi Kiviger, one of them, explains the reason why you don't say Mishalshim Malkos is that when you pay money, if I pay you $100, each dollar that I pay you hurts as much as every other dollar that I pay you. But when you get Malkos, said the 39th Malka hurts a lot more than the first one. So if all you do is divide up the 13 amongst each of the Edim's own, no one ever feels the pain that the guy would have felt. So anyway, but the bottom line is that when it comes to Malkos, so each one will get Malkos, but Rabbi Meir says that you get two sets of Malkos. Why do you get two sets of Malkos? One is for Kasher Zamam, and the other is for Losana. Now, just be aware that the second Machlokas cannot have anything to do with what principle? That the Chachamim pat you from 80 Malkos and only give you 40 cannot have anything to do with what principle? What? It can't have anything to do with Kederish HaSo. It can't be about Kamalei B'derabim Yinei. Why not? Correct. You don't say Kol Mevravene by Makos and Makos. In other words, the Mishnah later in the Masechta will say in the third parak, I think, Yesh Choresh Telemachas V'chayev Alam Mishum Shmona Shemos. You plow one furrow and you manage to do eight lavim in the process of Kilayim and Zorea Kilayim, your Choresh B'shor V'chamor Yachta, which are B'shor P'sulei HaMukdashim, and it's on Yom Tov, and you know, you got to put everything together. So that means you would get a total of 312 Malkos. We don't say Kamei B'Rabamine and you only get 39 Malkos. For starters, there's no Rabamine. And the rule in general with Kamei B'Rabamine is it's only across punishments. In other words, we have three categories of punishment. We have Mamon, Malkos, and Misa. Beis Din cannot administer, as a general rule, punishments from two separate categories. But within one category, they can administer multiple punishments. So they can make you pay for multiple monetary averes. They can make you pay for multiple Malkios. They could, in theory, if they could perform Tchias HaMesim on you after killing you the first time, they maybe would have a mitzvah to kill you again, unless your question is if you're not the same Gavra, that's a Shaila. But, you know, so, and a B'Mesim Chavshi, so the question is if you were Nira V'Nidcha V'Chazer V'Nira, what's the din? So I don't know. But in principle, if we could kill you twice, we would kill you twice as well. It's just that we can kill you twice. And thus, we don't say that come the rabbin a kiderish aso across punishments. Then what exactly is the machlokas when it comes to malkos? Why did the chachamim say that you only give the person 40 malkos, the edim zoma? Why don't you give them 80 malkos? So the gemara there explains, and this is what Tosfos Yeshanim quotes. The gemara explains that when it comes to losane, the chachamim say that losane is the azhara for Vasisem lo kasher zama, which means the way Tosfos here, and now I realize it says the same thing as Tosfos in the bottom of the bottom Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Makos. So Tosfos there says that losana is the ashara. What do you need an ashara for kasher zama? The answer is if you're going to give a person malkos. If you're going to give a person malkos because he tried to give someone else malkos, but the rule is we never give malkos unless there's an ashara. So if that's the case, So then, and we never give misa unless there's an hasara. The fact that the Torah says, a person who does X, you stone him, we have to know what is the makar that the Torah said, don't do X. Obviously, you know, you kill him because the Torah says so, but the chazaka is, the principle is, ain on shin in kamas hirin, and that's not just the human principle, but the assumption is the Torah follows that principle, and if you find a misa stated in the Torah, somewhere there must be a warning against this particular action. So by that token, just because it says vasisam lo kasher zamam, and that entails sometimes giving the person malchus, sometimes killing the person, you would not be able to administer the punishment of malchus or misa in those cases, which normally require an asara, if you don't have an asara. So what's the asara for Eidim Zom when you're going to give him malchus or misa? The answer is, lo sana. That's what the Chachamim say. If that's the case, so of course you don't get two sets of malchus. Lo sana is the asara for testifying falsely on a whole group of things, and the punishment you get for lo sana is vasisam lo kasher zamam. You get that what you try to do when it's Malkos, and the Asara was Losane. Yeah, you did, yeah?
Did we establish that Lam Gimel Aleph, the Asara for Malkos Beit Zom in his Kasher Zom, with the discussion of Lam Gimel Asara Nika?
No, so it's not that the Asara, it's not, I didn't think so. In other words, that was why. No, so Abaye said that's just Lagabe Hasra, not Azhara. Those are two different things. Hasra is what we give you locally at a certain time to determine that you're mazed, to determine that you understand that you are willing to accept this punishment upon yourself. But Ein Onshin Inkemaz Hirin is an exegetical principle that any time that you have a punishment in the Torah that's specified and it's not a monetary punishment, it's either a Malkus punishment or a Misa punishment, there must be an Asara somewhere. The Azhara is, we're going to do X to you. You don't have to tell the person when you're giving him Hasra, you don't have to be a lamdan and say, as what Tosus points out, when the Amoraim argue about whether a Mishamer, the filterer, is Chayim Yishim Bore or Merakeid, then the way Tosus thinks, the Maskana, it's not that you have to tell him it's Mishim Bore or Merakeid. You just have to tell him, you know, if you're not allowed to do that because it's Shabbos and we're going to bring you to base and then get you killed. The more lumdus you tell him, the greater the danger is he thinks, oh, well, it's mutter because you're an Amoretz and that's the wrong lumdus. Obviously it's mutter. But that's the way Tosus explains it. If you tell him the wrong thing, he thinks you're a jokester. But once they tell you that it's us, you're going to get this punishment, so that's enough for Hasra. But Ein Onshin L'Kemaz Hirin, the Azhara for something is X, that's an exegetical principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not prescribe a punishment in the Torah unless he also gives a warning in the Torah. Yes?
In a case like this, unlike Hilchot Shabbos, which is divided into distinct categories, in terms of Hasra, you don't need to tell them because of such and such a pasuk.
Really, I think all you need to do for Hasra is to warn them that what you're doing is going to make you Chayav Misa, it's going to make you Chayav Malkos. Typically speaking, you're going to tell them, you know, what they're doing wrong, but you don't have to tell them where the pasuk is or what the words of the pasuk are.
They say, well, why? And you say, well, I don't know.
Well, that might not be considered a valid hasara. But if they say, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that, and you're going to be based in and give you Misa, so that's sufficient. I don't need to tell you that the pasuk is in the Aser Sedibros, Losasa, Chomalacha, you know, and the Makar for Kares, and Makar for Skila is, you know, in Parshas, I don't know, Kisisa or something like that. You don't need to tell them that. All you need to tell them is what you're doing is Aser, and we're going to bring you to Beis Din, and you're going to get the following punishment. And then then you know that they're doing it on purpose when they do it, and they're also going to, if they say Afal Pikein, it means they accepted upon themselves the potential consequences. So what the Gemara there says, the way Tosus explains it, is that when the Gemara says that the Chachamim use Losana as the Azharaf Edim Zomimim, it means Losana is the Lav, and the punishment prescribed for that Lav of Kasher is Kasher Zomam, namely when there's Malkos or when there is Misa. That's why, by the way, they say, some want to say, Losana, you're not Loka on, because it's a Lav Shenita on Lasaras Misa Spasin, because there are cases of Losana where the punishment is death, namely, if you're huzam for trying to get someone killed, then then losane is your ashara, and the result of it is misa spacen. That's why it's called a lav shenita al hasharas misa spacen. It's not your classic lav shenita al hasharas misa spacen, because normally lav shenita al hasharas misa spacen is don't be mechal Shabbos, and if you mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you skila. Here, the specific punishment isn't spelled out; it's just vasisim lo kasher zaman. But nonetheless, it's still, they refer to that in some context as a lav shenitan lasharas misa spacen. Okay. So, now let's go. I want to go back to Tosis just to review for a moment. I promised I would do that. Hopefully I'll do justice to the review.
Okay, on that last point.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Only if it's Malkos and Mammon. Namely,
Losana is the law for, is the Azhara for Malkos, for Kasha Zaman, what is Malkos and Losana? But when Kasha Zaman is Mammon, suddenly it becomes a law.
Your question.
He didn't ask a question yet.
What?
He asked a question yet.
He finished it. I understand what he's telling.
There was no question mark at the end.
Suddenly it becomes a law for.
Currently it's been a Husa.
What's it called? Losana,
yes, and you're puzzled by that.
Well, specifically because the svara that I thought we were giving yesterday for Lashnitz and Lasharas is based in is that once you have a law that's stated but with a particular attached to a particular punishment, it's stuck to that punishment. You can't give it to a different punishment.
So that's why I prefaced my statement by noting that it's not a typical lav shenita l'asharas misas beisdin, because it's not a lav that's given only for the asharas misas beisdin. It's given for the asharas malkos, and it's also
the reason that a typical lav shenita l'asharas misas beisdin is not, like you just said, given to malkos, is because of the rule that a lav shenita l'asharas misas beisdin is not given to malkos.
That's not what I said yesterday, and that's not what I. And I didn't specify the reason when I said it before. I think the reason why lav shenita l'asharas misa spacen in lokan alav, according to that shita, the Yerushalmi and 1-2 deos in the Bavli, is precisely because if the Torah says don't do X, and if you do X, we're going to give you this punishment and putting you to death. Obviously, the purpose of the lav is not to give you malchus; it's to give us the right to execute you. But if the lav is there for multiple functions. It's there to tell a person not to give false testimony and to warn you that when you give false testimony, we're going to do to you what you try to do. So that means that lav is there to tell you is an ashara for Misa, it's an ashara for Malkos, and it's also an ashara for Mammon. Exactly. But the point, it is. If you're not allowed to give Eidu Sheker, you're not allowed to give Eidu Sheker about anything. It's just that if the only way we punished you was by making you pay money, in order to make you pay money, we wouldn't need Losana for those purposes. But Losana does prohibit you. It does prohibit you from giving false testimony on monetary issues, right? You would agree. It prohibits you from giving false testimony. Forget what its purpose is. No, it doesn't. Kasher Zamam just prescribes a punishment.
So is cast by Onus and Fate. You said that's also
a correct, and you don't need an Ashura to make you pay the
Knas. You need an Ashura to tell you it's also not how to do it.
Wait, no, you, no, 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 no. You perhaps
so
you.
What do you said to pay?
Well, perhaps that's a general question about Nezek. That's a question about actual damage.
We talked about this at length before, and you decided that.
Okay, so but here, I would argue that. So again, certain kinds of nezek, you do have lavim on. Losana includes edus mammon. Okay, I would agree with you if you never punished edim zomimim with misa or malkos, you could have done without losana. You could just said v'chiyakum ish ed beish lanos bo sara and vasisam lo kasher zomim. That would have been sufficient. Not that you couldn't have a lav. Look, Gezel, you're not allowed to steal. Was it necessary to put a lav in there? On some level, not necessarily. Because you could have just said that, and that would have been sufficient. That would be understood. If you have to pay back, you're not allowed to do it. But, or maybe not, maybe some would have understood. But let's assume that would have been enough. So I agree that if only purpose of Losana, if all you needed it for was the Mammon, you wouldn't have needed it at all. But once you have Losana, and you need it because of the Malkus, and you need it because of the Misa, you don't actually need it because of the Mammon, but it does include the prohibition of testifying on money, Everybody agrees to that. Losana includes all kinds of false testimony. So once you have it there, now in a situation where you've testified falsely about money, number one, we know what your punishment is because vasisan lo kasher zamam. You also violated a losase lagabe the mamam. The Torah could have said losana ebrecha et shaker bedine nefashos and malchus. It doesn't. It just says losana, period. So losana prohibited you from doing this. You violated the law, and now the question is, do you get malchus for violating the law? And the Rabbi Meir says yes. The Chacham say no, because that law is necessary. I guess they do say, their teretz is that they say it's necessary for not to give you malchus on this particular case, but it's necessary... I'm sorry, no, they say it would give you, but except for Kedei Rishaso. It would give you, correct. No, it would give you, exactly.
But
I thought I was going there, but then I somehow lost track. Why?
So Losana is an Ashara,
see,
and the question
is totally different.
Well, no, I think I've answered your question with my Hesper. I think I've answered your question.
Not really.
Okay, well, you'll ask your question when I'm done with him. I think that if I understood the question you've been asking me this morning,
the Hesber
answers the question. Yes, as we're talking, there's a Yiddish expression. I think talking it out. So as we are, what? That's not that's a normal English expression. Talking it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like fighting, but talking.
So anyway, as we are articulating and elaborating on this issue, I think it solves your problem. But anyway, so he would say that since when I violate testimony for money, I have violated losane, but losane on money wasn't necessary to tell me it's prohibited, because to give me the punishment, because I don't need ashara for mamon. So it means I have a losane on mamon, I have a separate kasher zamam, I should get both. And the only reason that Chacham say you don't get both is because kedei rishaso. And Rabbi Meir only darshans kedei rishaso, let's say, from Malkus and Misa. Whereas when it comes to losane of Malkos, where we testify that you ate chazir, so then in order to give us Malkos for kasher zamam, you still need an ashara. The ashara is losane, and once you need the ashara of losane in order to be able to do kasher zamam, of course you don't give Malkos separately for it. And Rabbi Meir, and what does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says losane is not the ashara for edim zamam. Rabbi Meir learns it from a different pasuk, v'cholam yishmu v'yirau. And there, v'lo yizidun, probably v'lo yizidun od, I suspect, is the v'lo yosifu lasos od kadavar azeh bekirbecha. That's probably his lav. And the Chacham say it's needed for achrasa, and Rameer says you learn achrasa from chacham yishmu v'yirau. Right. So I think that solves the issue. Yes, the lav is a multi-pronged lav.
But why can't you say that by this lav and not by other lav and mishnah and mitzvahs based on? Is that not the reason that...
No. See, you're missing the point here. The difference is that here, the reason why you need an ashara is because you want to do vasi semlo, kasher zamam, which is malkos. In a regular lav, shenita l'ashara z'misa spaced in, what we are saying is that normally a lav, just stated on its own, a lav sheyesh, let's say a lav sheyesh po maise dumi dechasima, a lav by default gets malkos through some type of binyanav. But if the Torah spells out a punishment that it's nitan l'asharas misas based in, that it's no longer an ordinarily lav, because the purpose of the ashara is not manastam to give you malchus, the purpose of the ashara is to give you misa. It's the exact same action.
If the Torah spells out a punishment,
there's only one action here. When it says don't be mechal Shabbos, the action is identical. And the Torah says you get misa for that. So we turn around and say, you can't give the guy malchus because it's a lav, because only a stam lav without an onish spelled out. But a lav shenita l'asaras misa is based in has a punishment spelled out. The lav is, a stam lav is there when you mechal Shabbos?
No, Mosana. Kasher zamam is the lav that's spelled out for
us. Kasher zamam is not a lav. Kasher zamam is a punishment. But the point
we're
is that...
Exactly.
No, except for... So again, losane, as opposed to chil Shabbos, it's the one avera, and we give you misa for it. And the question is, can we give you malchus instead? If let's say they warn you for malchus, and the answer is the lav shenita l'asharas misa spaced in. The same action, the Torah has been menatek. I'll use that expression to death. It's not a stam lav. The stam lav gets malchus. You get if there's a lav, and the Torah says it's about the punishment, you get malchus. But and the lav is the ashara for the malchus. But by losane, there are actually three different isurim which are klulim in the isur. One is losana and edus fashos, edus nefashos. One is losana and edus malchus, and one is losana and edus mamon. So when you testify, now the question is, why do you need losana in the first place? After the Torah says,
split up like that by three different acts. Why aren't you mechalal? Why aren't they 39 different lavim by chilul Shabbos?
No, because the avera is fundamentally the same, and the punishment is the same. Here, vasisam lo kasher zamam dictates already three different punishments. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that the reason of Asisam lo kasher zamam, if you didn't have, if they were made that he was chai malchus, you can't give them malchus without an ashara. Hence, losane is an ashara. Losane warns you against testifying falsely about a malchus thing, and losane is a lav. Losane warns you against testifying about a misa thing falsely, and losane is the ashara. Losana warns you against testifying about monetary issues, but you don't need it as an ashara for testifying against monetary issues. All you had to do for monetary issues was to tell you that you pay money.
Why do you say you need it to tell you at all?
You didn't need it, but it does tell you that you can't do it. It tells you that you can't testify falsely, also monetary issues. The Torah could have said, Losana v'rechai chaker binyone kuhaguf. I know, guf is not a Torah Hebrew word, it's only late biblical Hebrew, but you get my point. Right? So that's why I tell you, losani wasn't necessary. The whole point is, losana wasn't necessary to give you an onesh of mamon, but it applies to mamon. So when you violate it by mamon, we don't say that the law was there as an ashara to make you pay kasher zamam, because you don't need it for that. So it means you violated a law, which in your case was not necessary for your punishment, and therefore you should separate the two. And that's why the Chacham say they would agree with Rav Meir, you would have been loka, except that kidei reshasa. When it comes to Eidos Malkos, so then the Chachamim say, you need the Azhara of Losane for a Kasher Zamam of Malkos, and therefore you only give one pair of Malkos. There, Kedei Rishasa wouldn't have helped you, because since it's the same Onesh, it's two sets of Malkos, Kedei Rishasa wouldn't patur. You're patur because the whole purpose of this Azhara was to give you Kasher Zamam. Not it's no longer a regular lav. It's more like a lav shenita lasharas misas based, and in that there's a specific punishment prescribed for this behavior. Namely, we give you malchus because that was kasher zamam. So that's why you need a lav. If you testified that he was going to get killed, so the lav was to tell you, you can lie to kill the guy. It's the ashara for the misas based. But when it comes to the Zedim Zomim case of mamonos, it's not an ashara for the mamonos, because you don't need an ashara for mamonos. So therefore, it's just a stam ashara. It's a stam ashara. You violate, you get malchus. If not for kidei reshaso, yep, that's how Tosis reads the Gemara, and I don't have a better reading of the Gemara, to be honest. Okay, so Tosos again. Let's go back kind of trying to understand what is lo hashem hamevir li de malchus hamevir li de mamra. I mean, Meir, it sounds like, and this is the way Rashi interprets the literal reading of the words, is that there are two different isurim being violated here. And therefore, you get two punishments. Had it only been one Isser, then Rabbi Meir might agree you only get one punishment. So Tosus says that's ridiculous. Why? So Tosus says, because if there were only one Isser here, one shame, and it told you that you gave Malkos and Mamon, for sure you wouldn't say Kamalei D'Rabbi Meir. Even it's a Kal V'Chomer that you would say Loka Mashalim. If the Torah, like, for example, Motzi Shemra. By Motzi Shemra, presumably somewhere the Torah says you're not allowed to be Motzi Shemra. I don't know what the Azhar is. Lo Selech Racha Be'amecha, something like that. I don't know. What's the prohibition? Whatever it is. I'm being Motzi Shemra. The Torah says if you're Motzi Shemra, you V'Yisroso V'Anshuoso Me'achesev. V'Yisroso is Malkos, V'Anshuoso is Mamon. So why don't you say Kamalei B'D'Rabbi Meir? Because the Torah says you get both. Mimela, so, if the person who was violating Motzi Shemra actually violated two separate Isurim, and one of them was Mechayev Mamon, and one of them was Mechayev Malkos, so we might have said that, you know, since these are two separate Isurim, and each one could exist without the other, maybe in this case we say Kamalei B'D'Rabbi Meir. But if the Torah said, if you do one thing, these are your two punishments, for sure you don't say Kamalei D'Rabbi Meir. It's Gzeiras HaKosef that you don't say that. So Tosfos says, I don't understand if you're right, Rashi, that Rameir is saying, lo Hashem, that they're two different Isurim, that's why you get two punishments. Adarabba, if it was one Isur and the Torah had prescribed two things, for sure you would get the two punishments. If it's two separate Isurim which exist independently and each has its own punishment, so maybe you say that. So that can't, Tosfos can't be what it means, lo Hashem amil l'malchus mevi'a l'idei mamon. So then there are two answers in Tosfos which are a little bit similar, but they're not the same. The first teretz in Tosfos is that it doesn't mean that it's not the same Isur. Of course it's not the same Isur, the two separate Isurim, but the Gemara Rameir is saying as follows. If these two Isurim had been written back to back, which means almost as if they're one, they're not one, but they're right next to each other, so then I would have said it's a lava nita klase. I would have said, lo sana, evimona, so vasisam lo kasher samam. They're three. This is number two.
So you're skipping number one.
I explained what Rashi said.
Well, you said.
It means.
You said a question, but there's also an answer.
There's an answer. Yeah, I skipped over. I didn't want. You want me to say the answer? Okay, I'll say the answer.
No, you're not.
It's a very.
We can just throw Rashi out, but if Tosfos wants.
I'm not. I didn't say that there's.
Valid.
Okay, fine. I'll give. So the answer for the first teretz was that Rashi's this din where we say that shnei shemos is two punishments, but shem echad would only get one, was uniquely a din in kasher zamam. In other words, if the only issue were kasher zamam. And kasher zamam memela in your case happened to entail two different punishments, you know, like by the Eidei Habal of Motzi Shemra, where she loses money and she gets put to death. So then I would have said kamei b'derabnei. You know why? Because you're giving them one of the punishments and that's sufficient. Whereas if it's two totally separate isurim, one of the two psukim is going to cry before the kisei hakavod. How come my elbow is not being nitpa? That's really that's the answer. The problem, of course, you know, is that kasher zamam in itself, which should seem to have the opposite effect. Even if normally you say kamei b'derabbanei, if by some chance that you only get one of the two punishments, if it's a case of kasher zamam where somehow magically you were going to be able to generate two punishments for someone. Even that's as we pointed out when we learned that earlier sugya, how do you if ein adam loka mishalim, how do you ever kasher zamam on loka mishalim, right? Because when you testify out someone that they did X, so presumably they shouldn't be able to get both malchus and mamon, so it wasn't kasher zamam of malchus and mamon, it was only kasher zamam of one. But if you have such a case, and we explain why motzi shemra is, so then when you give the edim, if you were to give the edei habal both misa in that case and mamon, that's not a problem of kedei rishaso shtei rishayos. You're only giving him one punishment. What's the one punishment you're giving him? Kasher zamam. So that was the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam earlier, and that's the kasha on Rashi here. Right. In other words, the fact that if you have a kasher zamam, what that does is it should remove it completely from the parsha of kamei b'derabbanei. Once it's a kasher zamam, whatever you wanted to do to the person you testified against, that's the one punishment we give you. And if that one punishment has multiple parts, so be it. Right. The difference between shtei shemos and shem achas is that the difference between edim zomim and everywhere else is that everywhere else it's fundamentally two punishments. Whereas by Eitim Zomimim, if it's Kasher Zamam, it's one punishment with two parts. It's such a good Sfara, but the problem is Rabbeinu Tam never carries it all the way.
I also realize that therefore, according to Rameir, Malkos is always available during Eitim Zomim cases as an additional thing.
Yes.
Whether but, treated or not.
So even Rabbi Meir, but that's the kasha, according to Rabbi Meir, if the Asar from Eitim Zomim is Valeu Sifu Lasos, so then why in a case where... Well, no, it's still not. Why in a case of Misa by Eidim Zomim, why don't you give him Malkus too? Because the Misa is Mishem Kasher Zamam, and the Malkus, and the Ashara for the Misa is Leusi Falasos, and he's still Losana. Correct. So why doesn't Rabbi Meir say you get both there?
Does he not say that you get both?
He says you don't get both.
Is that because he's got
Misa? Nope. You can give him the Malkus first. Give him the Malkus first. And Rabbi Meir says by Misa and Malkus.
He holds
a Kedei Rishaso also, just only by Misa and Malkus.
Oh, but only just by Misa and
Malkus, right.
Even though it's from two Shemos.
Correct.
You'll still say Kedei Rishaso by two Shemos, if Misa's involved.
Right. Right. In other words, the Chachamim would say, everybody would agree in that case.
And he holds a Ketzas Rishaso, and he holds a Ketzas Azama. So he still uses those two principles of minimizing.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't need to come on to Ktas Hazama, even without that. No, in fact, it wouldn't work. It's not Ktas Hazama.
That wouldn't be Ktas Hazama, but
correct.
Also,
right, you can have both. Right, there are two reasons to be Potter: Ktas Hazama by Mamon and Malkos, and Misan Malkos, even when it's Shnei Shemos. Correct. So that was explanation number one. Lo Hashem Mevi'el Limi De Malkos Limi Vili De Mamon. That Rameir says that if it's two separate Isurim and they're not both from income Kasher Zamam, if they're not both Kasher Zamam, then you have to give them both punishments. Once there are two punishments within Kasher Zamam, Miksas Hazama is enough to fulfill the requirement to punish him.
Also, I like this read the best because Rameir's Svara is in the words he says in the Mishnah.
I know, the question is, what do those words mean? Tosus knows that also. Rashi opted.
According to Rashi and how he understands those words, the svara of his argument is totally found in those words.
Well, I think
he
it
says
is.
There's two shemos, and you know, how can you choose between one or the other?
Okay, but Tosus will say also that. Let's take the second approach. The second approach says that if it had been. Shnei shemos doesn't mean literally two shemos, it means that it had been in two separate places. So then. Because it's in two separate places, you get both punishments. The only basis on which we would have exempted you is if it were in the same place and it were formulated in a way that the asay is somehow to repair the lav, even though it's not repairing the lav, then it would have been a lav hanitak lasay. So if that's what the words actually meant, that's what they mean, so it's in the words also.
No, meaning, but what do the words accomplish? The words don't accomplish the crux of the machlokas between the Meir and the Kamin. It's just a response to an argument that never occurs about what if this is a lav shemitzvah
asay. You mean, what do you mean? But what do the Chachamim hold in this case?
And the Chachamim respond and say, hey, kim leimin derami minei. Meaning, regardless, no one claims it's a lav shemitzvah asay. He's not, who's Rabbi Meir arguing with that someone posited that it's a lav shemitzvah asay that he's responding to?
Okay, and who is he arguing with when he says the shnei shemos versus shem echad?
So he's arguing with the Chachamim saying, I wouldn't apply kin le midrami minei when there's shtei shemos. In this, if it's not misa, I would not apply with shtei shemos. Well, the Chum say
you're saying because you're saying by miksas hazama that's kin le midrami minei. I guess you're right. You're saying what you're saying is that if it had been shem echad, if it had been then miksas hazama, you'd only do miksas hazama because of kin le midrami minei is what you're saying. That's your whole point.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, that's
then
sharp.
Then the crux of the machlokas occurs in the words that Rameir says.
Correct. Whereas Rameir says it's not a lav anita klase, and what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim will not argue. They agree it's not a lav anita klase. They just say you still could say kedei rishaso. The machlokas really is about kedei rishaso.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good.
Are lav anita klase, but that's not part of the
saying is very sharp.
That was
what?
Seven.
Okay. He expended all his energy on that, and think about it. We are all the beneficiaries. That's very good. He's saying that, in other words, Rabbi Meir's response, Lo Hashem Mevi'eli De Malkos Mevi'eli De Mamon, so that response presumably should embody the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And if you say that what that means is that you don't say, Kamle Bidderabba Binei, precisely because it's two shemos, had it been shem echad, you would have said kamalei b'derabba minei, and the Chachamim say, no, even though it's shtei shemos, still it's, you say kamalei b'derabba minei, so the machlokas is contained within the words. But if you adopt sin, this is what you said. So we assume that you used up all your koach to develop this brilliant svara. Whereas if you say that what the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi, what the Meir is saying to the Chachamim is that this is not a lav anita klase, but if it were a lav anita klase, then then of course, it's not even kamalei b'derabba, you wouldn't get Malkos and Mamon, because you wouldn't get Malkos. So what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim don't say that it is, the Chachamim say, don't say that it's a lav hanita klase. The Chachamim agree it's not a lav hanita klase, but they say
that
kamalei b'derabba minei applies. Right. In other words, so the machlokas is not contained within the words. In other words, we agree, but in the first one, is it contained?
The first one he's arguing. It's just difficult to hold them all at the same time. The first one he's trying to.
There are you where you say kedei rishat.
No, meaning what he's arguing is kedei rishat. There are two psukim that I have in front of me. I have two shemos in front of me. How can I choose one over the other? Right, that's how Rashi says it. He says, Shema, they're from two Shemos. How can I ignore one Shema or the other? The way that the Svara is written in Tosfos was there's two Pesukim in front of me, I can't choose one or the other. If it was just because Kasher Zamam, then I could say Ktas HaZamah or something.
But and I'd say, come live with the Rabbim, right.
If there's two Shemos, how can I ignore one? That's the whole Svara of Honorary Mayor.
Right.
Why I'm going to punish you for both Shemos.
And the Chachamim say, even if there are Shtei Shemos, you still say, come live with the Rabbim. Whereas here, the Chachamim agree with the Premier says it's not a Lavanit Klasei. We're Lavanit Klasei, you wouldn't get Malkos. The Chachamim agree with that entire statement. They agree that it's not a Lavanit Klasei, and they agree that if we're Lavanit Klasei, you wouldn't get Malkos. They disagree on something totally different, that even when it's not a Lavanit Klasei, do you say, come live with Rabbi Meir? But that is not in any way suggested in Rabbi Meir's words. Rabbi Meir doesn't say, if we're Lavanit Klasei, you would say, come live with Rabbi Meir. Rameir is saying, if it's a Lavanit Klasei, of course, you don't get Malkus. The Chacham are agreeing that it's not a Lavanit Klasei, and they agree that if we're a Lavanit Klasei, you wouldn't get Malkus. But what they disagree is they say that there's a principle called Kam Lebe the Rabbi Mine.
Rameir doesn't hold like Yerush Asa, that's why.
He does, even according to the second Teretz. And according to the Teretz in Rashi, he holds, interestingly enough, he holds of Kedei Rish Asa. But apparently only in some cases. That's what you'd have to say. I understand what the difficulty is. Where? Here? Or there? Okay, so all I'm saying is that in the words itself, it has a greater degree of appeal. But it would mean that Rameir holds Kedei Rish Asa does apply by Malkos and Mamon in a certain case. Namely, if it were Shem Echad.
Our whole paragraph assumes that Rameir doesn't hold by Kedei Rish Asa by Malkos and Mamon.
Yeah, but that may only be by Shnei Shemos. I mean, the language of the Mishnah implies the simple reading of the language of the
else.
What?
He's milking Kedei Rish Asa to Malkos and Misa.
So again, that's only when it's Shnei Shemos. But if it were Shem Echad, he would be willing to the Kiddush of the way Tosis explains Rashi is that he'd be willing to use Kedei Rish Asa by Mamon and Malkos if it were Shem Echad. The language said, remember, that's what it sounds like, the way that Rashi reads and interprets the words, that's what Rameir says. He says that it's two different Shemos. The implication of his statement is that were the Malkus of the Mamon coming from Shem Echad, I would agree you don't give him two punishments. So if you're going to say what that means, according to Rashi, it means literally, Shnei Shemos or Shem Echad, you have to say that. You could argue that that's a difficulty in it. The appeal is that Rameir is identifying what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. He's saying, I only hold Kama Ibn Rabbi Yuneh by Shem Echad, not by Shnei Shemos, and the Chachamim hold Kama Ibn Rabbi Yuneh even by Shnei Shemos. But according to the second Teretz in Tosos, that Rameir is saying that it's not an Lavanit Klasei, but had it been that means it's Shnei Shemos. Had it been Shem Echad, had they been next to each other in the Pasuk, and the Torah said that don't do X, and if you do X, we asis no kasher zamam, that would have been called Shem Echad, it would have been a Lavanit Klasei, it would have been Potter. The Chachamim agree that it's not a Lavanit Klasei, and they also agree that if it's a Lavanit Klasei, certainly you would have been Potter. But that's not what they're arguing. They're arguing whether there is Kedei Rish Asa or not. So that's not contained. That's the Gemara sounds like that. I agree, but that's not contained within the words. Right? This may be a classic example where the Gemara is interpreting, almost ignoring what the Mishnah says. It's almost ignoring what the reason says in the Mishnah. The third approach in Tosfos.
Who came first?
What's that? I'm sorry.
It seems to be predicated upon like Rabbi Meir being how Rabbi Meir responds to Chacham.
What is? The Gemara's Hesber is not.
No, our Svara.
Unless you read like Rashi.
No, still, if we somehow assume that Chachamim, you don't even, according to this, you don't even need to read the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Meir. They could say, really, they agree, they just came up with Kenle Rabine as the next step. He says it's not Lashin Teklasei. The Chachamim can come in and say, Enoch Hinami, Rabbi Meir, we totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's not a Lashin Teklasei.
But then you have no, but I'm saying,
it's just Kenle Rabine.
So, what's your textual support for the first position?
So again, you understand in the first position what Rameir is saying is that Kam Leib Rabbinay is not Shayach if it's two Shemos. It's only if it's Shem Echad, which means Kasher Zaman with two punishments in it. Then you say Kam Leib Rabbinay. And the Chachamim say you say Kam Leib Rabbinay even by Shnei Shemos. So in other words, Rabbi Meir identifies in the Kudas HaMachlokas between him and the Chachamim. Whether or not you apply Kedei Rish Asa by Shnei Shemos. Kedei Rish Asa of Mamon and Malkos by Shnei Shemos. Right, that's what Rashi says. That if you if it had been Shem Echad, I would have given you only one punishment. Meaning I would have, because I had mixed as Hazama, you say Kamle Rabamine. So Rameir identifies, it's precisely over whether or not you say Kamle Rabamine by Shnei Shemos. However, if you adopt the second approach in Tosas, where Rameir is saying that it's not a Lava Nitta Klasei, but had it been a Lava Nitta Klasei, I would have patered you. The Chacham agree with both those statements. That it had been a Lava Nitta Klasei, they agree it's a Lava Shena Nitta Klasei, and on those grounds you deserve to get Malkus. They also agree that had it been a Lava Nitta Klasei, there would have been no Malkus Bechlal. What are they arguing about? They're just saying, even though it's not a Lava Nitta Klasei, we have a different principle called Kedei Rishaso, which you apparently don't subscribe to at all by Malkus Amaman. So there's nothing when Meir says that lo Hashem avia li de malchus me avia li de mamon, which means it's not a lava nita klase, the Chachamim agree.
Yeah.
But they disagree for a totally different reason. Rameir should have identified, in other words, there's no...
Rameir came first. That's the point of
no,
Rameir
came first. Rameir could have come first, but why?
But why...
Assume that they had a machlokas then. You can almost read the entire Gemara as if they always agreed, because there's no point where they disagreed. Maybe Chacham are just furthering Rameir's...
Rabbi Meir is not being formulated in a context. In other words, Rameir is not being formulated in a vacuum. He's being presented by the Mishnah against the Svar of the Chacham. And it's a fair to assume that what he articulates should relate to where he differs with the Chacham. That's not an unreasonable expectation.
Unless the Chacham's formulation should articulate where they disagree with Rameir.
They don't say anything. So he's the one you have... Chum say that Mishale Venaloka.
Okay.
I don't think any reason is given there. The Gemara provides a reason. So it's strange that Rameir offers something which is, it's nice, it's a nice piece of information that he offers. Okay. So.
I'm not particularly
in other words, what I would have said, Daniel, you have to. We're putting things upside down. We're asking which Teres and Tosas reads better. The truth is, the kash is on the Gemara, Shua. The kash is on the Gemara, because the Gemara, looking at Rabbi Meir's presentation about Shnei Shemos and Shem Echad, if Tosas is correct in what it means, not according to Rashi. If Tosas is correct, the kash is really, I mean, I guess it's kash and Tosas. From the Gemara's response of seeing the Chacham Svar as being Kedei Rishaso, doesn't make sense that that's not the way the Gemara should have interpreted the Chachamim if they had the Mishnah, if they understood the terms of the Mishnah as Tosas does. They should have understood that the Chachamim believed that even when it's not next to one another, it's still a Lava Nitta Klasei. Something like that, right? That would have been a kind of explanation you would have expected in light of the dialogue in the Mishnah. That's what your point is in Tosos.
But really, yes, it's really a question on Tosos, because the Gemara won't do that, because it's not really what the Machlokas is about.
Correct. What you say is you see that Tosos' interpretation of the words in the Mishnah is wrong, because the Gemara didn't read it that way. I agree. Okay. The third Teretz...
The third has a similar issue
also. Probably. The third and second Teretzim aren't that far apart.
I
think.
Yesterday.
But what's that?
That's what I was trying to make yesterday.
That what? They're not so far apart?
I
agree they're not so far apart. I had to...
That's
okay.
Funny. I think the first and the third are the same. I think it's another explanation of Rashi. Let's say the third first.
Okay. I don't know. Let's see. The third Teretz says the following. Rameir says, Lo Hashem Havia Li Demalkus Mevia Li Demamon. That means that you don't need... Rameir is saying that you don't need an Azhara of Losane for Mamon. You don't need an Azhara of Losane for Mamon. And therefore, when you testify falsely about Mamon and you become an Eid Zomim, so the Kasher Zaman tells you that you pay money. And Losana tells you that you get Malkus, because that's the purpose of the Azhara there when it comes to a monetary case. But if it had been necessary to have an Azhara, I'm bothered by something. If it had been necessary to have an Azhara by Mamon, just like you need by Malkus and Misa. So then I wouldn't be able to give you Malkus separately on top of the Mamon, because the Azhara would have been there so that we can give you the ownership Mamon. But since you don't need it, since lo Hashem avia the malchus mevili de mamon, which really means you don't need Hashem in order to give him mamon. You don't need an asar to give him mamon. Therefore, you get two punishments. And what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say we agree. We agree that you don't need an ashara for mamon, but we still think that you have kamalei b'drabbanei. So that would be the same kashi you had a number two, you have a number three.
It's similar to the second answer in that it takes Rav Meir's phrase and says not that Rav Meir is giving a, is not that Rav Meir is giving his svara as much as explaining how his proofs and how you deal with the psukim.
Correct.
Which is almost removed from that we're talking about Kadei Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
What's interesting about it, and I think that makes it similar to the first answer, is that that idea that he has that he's creating an Azhara, that he's saying that you don't need an Azhara for Mamun, therefore we're back at Shtei Shemos.
Right.
And we're almost in the same place as the first answer of, so we have two psukim. What's the benefit of having two psukim over one? So in the first answer we have to say because he holds of something of like Ksas Hazaman, for some reason why that wouldn't be.
And he does hold of Kamalei D'Rabbaminei once you have Ksas Hazaman.
So, and here it says, that the chiddush of this third answer is that instead of answering that there's some chiddush here by Yerizomim, he says in general, Rav Meir holds of this principle that one pasuk cannot create two.
No, I don't think that he. I don't think he means that there's a principle one pasuk can't do two things. He's telling you that you know of no way you can't assume the pasuk was there to teach you that. In other words, once a lav is needed for to tell you a specific onesh, which we're told elsewhere, be it mamon, be it misa, be it something else, then it's no longer a lav adumi de chasima. It's not a lav with an unstated punishment and fitting the criteria which you get malchus for. In other words, what really he's assuming is that the default punishment for a lav is malchus, unless the Torah specifies another punishment. If the Torah specifies another punishment, then that's the punishment for the lav, not malchus.
And so here we have Zaman would be left alone, let's say. Why can't we use it for both Mamon and Malkos?
Why can't you use Kasher Zaman
for both Mamon and Malkos? When it says here, you can't use one lav for both.
No. Kasher Zaman is not a lav.
That's true. So which lav do you want to use for?
You need to use, the point is that if in order to, let's say it said Kasher Zaman, and you want to punish him monetarily, are you allowed to do that if there's no lav? Would the Torah do without a lav? So the Hava mean, the Shem Echad means that if Mamonos required an Azhara, you wouldn't even be able to do the Mamon of Kasher Zamam until you find the lav for Kasher Zamam. The lav for Kasher Zamam would be Losane. Once you need Losane, even by Mamonos, to teach you, to provide the Azhara for the Onesh of Asisem Lo, so the Mamele, you don't give him two punishments for one lav. Why? Not that you can't have two punishments for one lav. The Torah could prescribe two punishments for one lav, but it doesn't. In other words, the Torah never says that when you do any lav, you get Malkos. Right? We learn that when you, I'll say it this way, if a lav adumi de chasima, whatever the criteria are, one of which the Torah doesn't prescribe any punishment, then vayom ben akosa rasha kos de smichos. But once the Torah prescribes a punishment, whether it's a lash nitan lash misis bezon, whether it's a lash nitan latashlumen, you know, a formula nitan lasharas mamon. That's better to say lasharas mamon. So if you needed a lav first, if you needed an ashara for mamon, then the lav of losane would be even by a mamonos case would be there to give us permission, the license to punish you. So memela, you couldn't use it for malchus.
So now that we have two shamas,
and that the better way of saying that is. If you needed a lav for asharas mamon, it's not that you couldn't be. It's not that you couldn't give a mamon a malchus on the lav. It's that you couldn't give a malchus on the lav. Malchus on the lav. It's not that you couldn't give a mamon a malchus. It's that you can't give a malchus on the lav because the lav has a punishment prescribed, just like Mises based in lavim.
And now that we separate them.
But now, once you say that you don't need an ashara for mamonos, it's shei shemos, then. Since the Asis and Lo Kasher Zaman by Mamonos could have stood on its own, but you also violated Losane of either Shek or Mamon, so you get Malkus for that. Yeah. Except for Kedei Rosh Hashanah for the Chachamim.
All those questions on the first answer don't apply to this at all, because it's all about the idea of putting in one pasuk wouldn't help more. There's no Kol Shekain, one pasuk.
Correct, because here the Torah is not specifying two punishments. One is just being assumed because normally Lav gets Malkus. The problem with the way he initially read Rashi is that if one pasuk, one Shem Isser had prescribed explicitly two punishments, how could you not give two punishments? But here, it's not that it explicitly prescribes two punishments. Right? It only explicitly prescribes the Mamonos of Kasher Zaman. Memeila Stam we would have given Malkus because it's a Lav. Okay. Fine. So those are the three terutzim. So now Tosfos Yeshanim just elaborates a little further on this last one. It's actually, I thought it was harder than it really is. Okay, but Daniel would like to read for us because he never tag-teamed with Yadin the other day.
Well, since I missed yesterday, I'm just tickled behind. Can I pass today?
You can pass. That's a legitimate. That doesn't even, that doesn't pass all your passing. Okay. But you, who, Yadin didn't read yesterday. He read the day before. Who read yesterday? Okay. But Moshe read already, so I can't. There's no double jeopardy. This is the come lebe the rabba mine. Okay. But reading is the same type of onus? No. Okay, we don't play that. Okay. So I think Mati would like to read. Tosfos Yeshanim. So the last line in Tosfos is Im haya an irregular Tosfos. Im haya tzarech lo sane li azhara samamon oz lo haya lo kalav de mechad lav lo hava anshinan le mamon umalkos. Now as Tosfos continues, Kidamashma. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that when you testify that so-and-so ate chazir, you get two sets of malchus, one for kasher zamam, because you wanted to give him malchus, and two for losana. V'chachamim omrim. Right. That's a very interesting expression, by the way. Sofeg. To absorb. I don't know why the difference. Sometimes the Mishnah says loke, sometimes it says sofeg. I don't know why the difference. A documentary hypothesis type approach doesn't seem to work clearly there. I thought, I mean, source critics, you should be aware, there's a line attributed to Professor Jacob Katz, late Professor Jacob Katz, that koma shebar kadosh baruch hu l'alamo la'isr baruch kenegdo l'heter. So apparently he said, that's a Gemara Chulin. So he said, Masha asar lanu biblical criticism, hitur lanu b'talmud criticism. But in all seriousness, the Rambam in the introduction to Mor Nevuchim points out that when you have contradictions within a work, there are seven possible explanations for the contradiction. Pinchot, you took the 3-credit intro with me, right? So I think we did this Rambam then. What's that?
Good times.
Yes. Oh, Dovi, you were also there, right? So we did this Rambam. So one of the things the Rambam observes is sometimes the reason why you have a contradiction within a single work is because it's actually multiple sources. And he says that's an acceptable answer when it comes to rabbinic literature. So one of the possibilities when you see Sofeg and Loke is to assume it's two different sources, but it's very hard to discern two strands on any other basis on those two words, and that's kind of circular reasoning.
The fact that Loke is not
indicates what?
But it's only along the same lines.
No, agree. I, it has the same meaning. I don't think there's a difference between the two. It's just interesting.
Sort of along the lines.
What's that?
It's also something along the lines of absorbing.
I guess. Yeah, but... okay.
Yeah. It may have started from Malka. Maybe... I feel like it's more probable that it started from Malka than became Loka.
Okay, I don't know. So anyway, the Tosfos Yeshanim says that Chamein Sofeg El Arban Rabbanon. The Gemara says he's quoting the Gemara. Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara says. The Chachamim, and this is what Tosfos says. I didn't understand this fully yesterday. Tosfos's point is that when do we need losan if Azharas Edim Zomim? We don't need it for Mamonos. We need it to give you Malkos. If we're going to give you Malkos, you know, because you testified that Reuven ate Chazir, you have to have an Ashara for that. And what's the Ashara for the Kasher Zamam of Malkos? Losana. Same thing would hold by Misa. Okay, and Rabbi Meir? V'chulei. That's a really important V'chulei, because V'chol Yisrael V'yishmu V'yirau. Where's the Ashara there? V'leyosifu la'asos is the Ashara. It's a v'chulei. And you know that because the Gemara then turns around and says, does he quote it? No, the Gemara has to quote. The Gemara says, what do the Chachamim do with that pasuk? They say it's for hachraza. There are 4 places where you do public announcements. Public announcements are to scare people. You know, we don't do that. We don't do that here. I don't know if they still do it, but years ago in Hebrew University, when someone is caught and convicted of a academic integrity infraction, So at the end of the semester, they don't announce the names, but they, or I don't know if it's the end of the semester, they put up a sign indicating that a student was tried and hung, the metaphorical equivalent, you know, whatever his punishment was for doing the following. And that is there to create the sense that don't think that just because you haven't been caught yet, don't think we don't catch anybody and you might be next. So v'cholam yishmu v'yiro, four places the Torah says that the you make up an announcement, you make sure everybody knows when someone is actually being punished. When someone has been punished, normally we do hachraza. Some of the Gemara Sanhedrin, of course, it's the fun of by dina nefashos, in case somebody knows there's chus. Okay, it's in that's one of the sense of the big sense of Jesus Gemara in Sanhedrin, on daf Ram and Beis is v'akurz yotzei lefanof. So, but that's not, this is not this hachraza. That hachraza is a din of itzilo eda, trying to get someone off the hook for dina nefashos. After you kill someone, you're machriz by zaken mamre, by edim zomimim. I think by ben sora mora. I forget what the fourth is. So the Chachamim say that V'chol Mishmiro is for Achraza. So the Gemara responds, Rameir, where does he learn Achraza from? V'chol Mishmiro. Well, isn't that the Pasuk you just quoted? No, the Pasuk Rameir just quoted, the Azhara, was V'lo Yosifu Lasos, the end of the Pasuk. V'chol Mishmiro is the Achraza. You know. Why do the Chachamim disagree, by the way? Why don't they learn an Azhara also from Lo Yosifu? Gemara doesn't say anything, but you should tell me why. What? I know, but you don't need Losana for that. You could have Losana as a separate thing if you already have a Lo Yosifu.
Then they could just use the full pasuk for their idea.
No, but all you need to say is the Chol Mishmiro.
You could live in a family, although there's a certain amount of Hakhraza that's inherently also about people not continuing.
So I think the answer to that question is in the same way, I don't know if anybody darshans by the Zakin Mamra, the Chol Mishmiro v'lo yizidun od, wherever that one is, we don't darshan v'lo yizidun od. I'm not sure that anybody darshan said there's a lav. It's what we call a shlila. It says that when you this is one of those very interesting categories in lavin. The Torah states that when you make the choshen, what you do is you have a yir kasuas achoshen, you have psile techeles. And you tie the choshen to the kisvos or ephod or to the ephod at the bottom the cheshev ephod to the tabos on the cheshev ephod. Why do you do that? V'lo yizach achoshen me'al lo ephod. So supposing now, how do you translate v'lo yizach achoshen me'al ephod? So we would translate pshat there is so that the choshen when the coin bends over won't, you know, fly up. However, the Chazal do say that if someone is Meziach the Choshen on the Ephod, he gets Malchus. And let's say you have some jokester who, you know, instead of flicking the coin Gadol's ear, he decides to wee with the Choshen and, you know, have it fly off. So you get Malchus for it. Meziach Choshen on the Ephod is okay. But that's not Pshat. Pshat is that it's a Shlila, not an Azhara, meaning so that the Choshen will not fly off the Ephod. The same thing with Tabos Haron Yuavadim Lo Yasur Mimenu could very well be not a lav, but you design. Where I learned the bottom of the arm were made is they were fat ends, so they couldn't slide even if you wanted to. But Chazal read it as an Azhara, and there's a third one like that. I forget which one. There's a third one in somewhere in the Mishkan and the Beit Dekuna where you would have read it as perhaps a by the Me'il. It says that Safa Yelafif Saviv Maaseh Orei Kafis Achra. Lo yikareya. So what we would have read that you make a hem, whatever you want to call it, a ridge. What do you call it, like when you make a thing at the end? A seam, not a seam. Hem, whatever you want to call that when you have a fold over in the garment. Lo yikareya, so that it won't get torn. But Chazal read that if you kareya sameil yiloka. So the same thing here, the Chacham would probably say v'le yosifu lasos is not a lav. It's so that they don't do. Right, it's all part of the hachraza.
Well, it sounds like what you just described is that in general.
I know, but not always. That's why I pick v'lo yizidunod. Right, so fine. Okay, so now Tosfos Shem says mashma the ilav kara harina liazhara. Go ahead, Mati.
Mashma
the
ilav kara harina liazhara milosana lo havan shiomle.
Right. then if you didn't have any other sarah, if you didn't have a layer of sifalasos, then from losana you couldn't have given two sets of malchios. And that, by the way, is that's without cut. There's no kamei b'rabim mina here. Ula rabbanan. Why? By Mamaros, where you don't need the lav for an azara, you still don't get the malchus, but that's because of kidei rishasa. V'lolaki l'rabbanon ela. So then, the only time you can get malchus for losana for the chachamim, the only time you get malchus for losana for the chachamim is when it's not needed at either when you testify about malchus, or when it's not needed for anything else, and there's no kidei rishasel because you're not being manashim mamon like me, then ben grusha ben chalutza. So then you could ask one question. So according to Chacham, here's a question. Okay, if they finally agree that you're going to be loka and losana in this one circumstance, namely ben grusha ben chalutza, well, I have two kashas. One is a lav shein b'maisa, so Rav Meir probably is mechayev on lav shein b'maisa. Number two, it's lav shein nitan lasaras misas based in. Rabbi Meir would say that it's not nitan lasaras misas based in. Why not? Because le yosifu is nitan lasaras misas based in. Therefore, what about for the chachamim? For chachamim, the ashara for misas based in by idem zomim is losana. It's a lav shein nitan lasaras misas based in, and it's a lav shein b'maisa. Well, no, I assume that until now. So now what Tosis Yeshonim is assuming, is that even though you're granted in this case, it's not from the moment, in the Mamonos case, even though initially I said in the Mamonos case, we don't treat it as a lav shein talasim is based in reality, despite the fact that in that case, the lav is nita lav shein is based in, because in this particular case, because the lav includes things that are misas based in, it's called the lav shnita lav shnita misas based in. Once you get to the teretz, I know what you're going to say. Well, if that's the case, why do you have to say kidei rishaso? The reason you don't get malchus is because it's the lav shnita lav misas based in. The answer is, once you get to the maskan of tosis, so I am minakos arasha.
My question is, how can you consider that a lav
shnita lav misas based in? You have elsewhere also. The Gemara says that mechamer, do we encounter mechamer? Okay, I know I dealt with it. I don't remember. Oh, I'm sorry. It was both in Daf Yomi Yevamos and in my Avodah Zarah shir. But the Gemara has a multiple deus on Mechamer, whether you chai bisa for it, whether there are, I think, three shitos. But we paskin Mechamer is only a lav and you don't get malchus. You know why you don't get malchus? Because it's a lav shenit al harasas misa spasten. Because lo sasecho malacha, apparently, and uvehem techa, okay, is the laugh of Mechamer, but Lo Sasecha Malacha is also the warning for Osevo Malacha Yumas, that when you do Malacha, you get Misa. So even though in this manifestation of it, there's no Misa based in, not because of a technicality, because Mechamer doesn't get Misa based in, only Adam Ose Malacha Ba'atzim gets Misa based in, because they're both learned from Lo Sasecha Malacha, it is called the Lava Nita Lesa Misa based in. I would say in our case, once you get to the Maskana of Tosis Yishanim, that the reason why you get Malkos by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, and you don't say it's a lashon and tilos nisus beisdin, is because the Torah says beferish v'ayam ben akosa rasha. What I would say is happening there is it's the Torah is teaching you that this is not a lashon and tilos nisus beisdin. It's teaching you that it's separate lafen, unlike the laf of mechamer. Right? I'm spelling out the question you should be asking, which is once Tosa says, "Oh, Taka, why do you get malchus ben Gusha Ben Chalutza? After all, the lav." For the Chachamim, not for a mayor, for the Chachamim, that Losana is the Ashara and Edom Zomimim for Misa and for Malkos, when they try to be Mechaev and Misa Malkos. So Tosus asked the question, then why can you get Malkos for Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza? It's not Kasher Zamam, and you're giving the Malkos for what reason? What's the Malka for Malkos by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza? Losana. Okay, in this Tosus he says Losana, right? The question is, maybe you could do without it.
Yeah.
That's the other possibility. Right now, he's saying it's losana. So the Eretz he gives is it's exeris akasav here. Haha gali kradalaki in ben akasarasha. But is it still lava nitel harshas misas based in? Because if it is, And the only reason why you get Malchus the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is because there's a custom. It would mean that according to the Chachamim, nowhere else would you get Malchus. Why? Because it's La Shanita Lasaras Misa Spasedin. And if that's the case, when they testify about Masayim Zuz, why don't they get Malchus there?
Because it's not really
Lav. Because it's not really Lav. It's La Shanita Lasaras Misa Spasedin. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kidei Rishasel. So I think what you have to say for this approach in Tosfos Yeshanim, and even if you don't say this, you better hope that you say this, is that once the Torah tells you that you get Malchus on this Lav, what it's really telling you is that the Lav is to be viewed as separate Lavim. And the Lav of Misa is a Lav for Misa of Losana, for Edus and Nefashos. The Losana for Malchus, or Stam, namely when you can't do Kasher Zamam, is a separate Losana, and the Losana for Mammon is also a separate Losana. So only the one of a Kasher Zamam of Anmisa is actually called Lav Shnita and Taras Misa Spasedin.
So the question that I asked today was, do we really take a pasuk and depending on what type of zimun, do we go back and rechange whether it's a Lav or whether it's Atara or whether it's a not? I assume it was more stable. That was the question I asked earlier.
Right. I mean, the answer is apparently yes, but in other words, that I can deal with it. But the kasha is much worse here, in this case. But it's not as bad as what we were talking about earlier. What we were talking about earlier, you can say that the bottom line is you violated losana. Now, if the losana that you violated was in order to give you the punishment, now you need that losana, so we can't punish you for both because that losana is for this. But if the losana that you violated is totally unnecessary for the punishment you're getting now, namely the mammon, so then we can punish you for doing that.
The baseline is you violated the losana.
Correct. It works there. It doesn't work so well here because typically a lav shenita lansaras misa spasedin, again, unless you argue that that's what the xeris, in other words, you could say you're svara, but there's xeris akusav here, well, that's what I'm saying, that once the Torah says you get malchus for this lav shenita lansaras misa spasedin, what the Gemara is really telling you is that this lav is to be viewed as separate lav.
What's the phrase that you keep saying that ends in
Lav Shanita Lazharas Misa
Spasedin. Which is a lav that we're using for Azhar.
That literally means a lav that was, if it was given for the warning that's needed to punish somebody with death.
Okay.
Right? And this is a lav Shanita Lazharas Misa Spasedin. Okay, bad accent with the suffs, but whatever. Lav Shanita Lazharas Misa Spasedin. Is that one? So then, but then I should read the accents wrong. Okay,
exactly.
Fine. Okay. Any questions about that, Tosfos? I hope not. Okay. Fine. Let's do the bottom Tosfos now. Okay. Thank you very much, Mati. Zach, you can read. So let's just review for a moment here. Rabbi Yochanan said, well, Gemara wants to know, why does Rabbi Yochanan not hold like Ula? So Rabbi Yochanan says, he doesn't. The Gemara suggests that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan would not hold like Ula is because he'd be mevatel ervas achos chalosagale. The pasuk that we thought until now, stama, is a losase, all of a sudden we take away the malchus for it. So then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That would be true by Chovel and true by Eden Zomim. And the answer to those questions is that we don't take a Malchus away in every case of Eden Zomim or in every case of Chovel Bachavira. The Malchus does hang around in other cases. But in some cases, you don't get Malchus. So here's two. If you rape your sister, who's a Bogeres, or don't rape her, she's a willing partner, so then you get Malchus, because there's no din of onis, there's no knas of onis and mefate here. There's no tashlum in here by mefate. And therefore, you get Malchus. So you see, you're not mevatel. That's what the Gemara answers. So Tosus has one question. Tosus says, so there's Tosus's point out that the assumption of the Gemara in asking the question, in having Rabbi Yochanan ask this question, is that if you don't get Malchus on a lav, forget the fact that we know that you do get Malchus some of the time, it's not all that, we're only carving out part of it, but even Naniach, that you never get Malchus for Avasa Choschalo Segale, as it sounds like initially. So Tosus says, what about Lav and Teklases and Lav Shema Maises? You never get Malchus there either. So aren't we being if not giving Malchus for a Lav for a technical reason constitutes being Mavatel that Lav, then why does Lavan? How do we explain Lavan Tachasin Lav Shema Maisa? I think you misread something. Can you read Hala Milsahi? Read it again. Where's the comma there? I'm pretty sure. What's that? No, but in expression, Dahi Lav Bar Malkusu, where is the comma? I think you put the comma on Dahi Lav Bar Malkusu.
No, sorry.
Okay. I just what I heard. Dahi Lav Bar Malkusu. It's a very strange, funny expression to use. Dahi, that Lav is Lav Bar Malkusu. And two Lavs would have been nice here. It would have been made very clear.
Dahi means Dahi Lav.
Correct. Right. But the use of lav after the rahi, dahi lav bar malkos, who, that expression is ambiguous. Okay, so since you could use the gzera shavah samhilt, therefore it constitutes a bitul halav even when you take away the malkos. But a lav, when we're saying categorically, it's just not a bar malkos. So that's not bitul halav. That's not the nature of that lav. Okay.
And the milsa is tachas sharinah.
Is what?
Tachas sharinah.
Yes, in this case.
So Monty asked instead of that, this is kind of thinking about the fact that we have this answer. Right?
That's okay. We don't have to know what tachas is used for, but if we have an alternative, then
that's the answer. Our answer to why Rabbi Meir doesn't say Bula is because Tachas is used for something. So in this question,
all that means, all that means for Tosas is that in theory the Gemara could have asked the question, but once you're going to give that answer,
In proposing an answer for why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that Bula. It already knows the fact
that tachas
is used for something else. But for some reason, that's not a good
Thing. Well, the answer, no, but the Gemara already knows when it gives the answer, Mkein Bitalta, that tachas must be used for something else. We don't know what that is. And that's a given.
Well, our final answer is as long as tachas can be used for something else.
And if we didn't have Rava, we would have found a different, we would have asked Rabbi Yochanan, what do you use tachas for? He would have found something else to do with it. The Gemara, in the end, identifies simply what it is that you do with it. But that you would do something with it, the fact that he doesn't darsh in a certain way doesn't do away with the need for the word tachas.
Right, but the fact that we need something else
so,
is what's driving our answer here.
But we know that...
But
no,
that no,
no,
is a good enough answer.
No, but Tosno, the point is, the Gemara later is going to explain why he needed tachas for something else. Tosis is saying the Hava mean the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't even know yet what Tachas is used for, but the Gemara thinks that you have to find a different use for Tachas since it's not explicit to teach you Ulas. Then you have to find, whatever it might be, you need to find another use because in this case, to simply read situationally the whole Malkus out of Lav and Lav out of Malkus would not be okay. He doesn't have to know what the Tachas is. We know already that there's a Svara as to why you're not going to say. You're not going to say that you don't get malchus in this case because it constitutes a bitalav. We know now you're going to have to use tachas from something else. What the Gemara says in the end is that even if Rava didn't care about bital, he still wouldn't be able to learn Ulas din because he needed Rav Yochanan needed tachas for Rava's din. But im tim salar that you didn't need tachas for Rava's din in the Havamina here, the Gemara is saying the way Tosfos reads is that you would have had to find another need for tachas.
No, you wouldn't have had to find if you already have the ikalukum exer shava al musachiz. If there's something else that you could possibly use it.
And the Gemara, that again, we would if we accepted the svara, we would have turned around and said, okay, the high tachas lamai mi boile. You don't darshan it to darshan. You're not going to darshan the exer shava to eliminate malchus because that constitutes a bitul halav.
You're saying that this question, this suggestion only works as long as you already have something in mind to use tachas for.
No, he's all Tosis is saying is that right now in the Gemara's Havamina, The Gemara assumes, without knowing what it is, that you can find another use for tachas. And therefore, the reason why you don't darshan the Gzeira Shava is not because you need tachas for something else, which is what the Gemara says at the end, but rather, you don't darshan the Gzeira Shava because as long as you can find something else to do with it, you'll have to do that something else and not be mevatel the lav. The maskana of the Gemara is not that you had to darshan, is that you had to find any other purpose for tachas. The maskana of the Gemara is we actually needed tachas for a specific purpose. In the Havamina of the Gemara, it doesn't really matter what we would do with it, as long as it wouldn't be this, because you wouldn't use it for this, because that would be bittul halav. In the maskana of the Gemara, it's not that you couldn't be, this wouldn't be a bittul halav. And in Yochanami, if tachas were mufne, you would have used it for this, except for it's not mufne. So right now, Tosis is saying, you would need to find something else for tachas, and the maskana of the Gemara is saying is that you need tachas for something else. Okay. Okay. I'm going to stop here. On Sunday, God willing, we will pick up with the next toast. Oh, we're supposed to read the Ritva. We should be able to read the Ritva very quickly. Okay, this is apropos to this. I don't want to start the next one. So what is the read the Ritva? Oh, yeah, Zach, good. Right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, or I would say the Gemara explaining from Yochanan, why did they think that it would be a kasha that bitalta achos ervas achos cholos galay, but they didn't realize, by the others, they didn't think it was bitul the lav of chovel and bitul the lav of edim zomimim. So the Ritva says, Mishlomar. This is funny, actually, but I don't care about the details. He seems to be attributing Lo Sifu Lasos as the Chachamim. He probably just an error, okay? Upashtei Hachi Mashma. Well, it isn't actually. It has to be the Chacham. That's where Rabbi Yochanan's talking with him. And he has to not pick Losana. He has to... Yes, but what I'm telling you is that the thing that... If a Chacham hold the Azhar as Losana, and Rabbi Yochanan is working in Losana, you're going to have... That flipping the Ritva around is going to create a problem.
But flipping the sheet is within the Gemara is creating a problem.
I know, but there's the Ritva has to say the way he says. It has to be that the Chachamim are holding this from the Yasifa because Losana would be Beferush.
Right, so...
I just realized this.
That's not a problem, because then you just say that because, really... His point is that because there's an argument about it, makes it not Beferush.
That would only be with the Rameir, but he's talking about in the Chachamim now where the lav is Losana, that's Beferish. The Chachamim believe that that's Harafei Dimzom is Losana Verechai Chaker. That's pretty black and white. See, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef is not quite as clear. It's maybe just in Beis Din, it's in Tashlech Beis Din. It's not a clear Makar for Chovel. I don't know, but there's a reason why the Ritva picks the Makar as Lo Yosifu. He has to. The only problem is that since the Ramiel... I don't know what to do with that. I have to look in the footnotes in the Ritva to check to see if somebody says something. So therefore, the Chayvan the Chayin... So the Ritva's argument is that since the Asharas for Chovel and Dim Zoma are not black and white, even though we darshan them as an Asara, it's enough to say that the Asara only gets Malkus in some cases, not in others. Aval, Arvasa Choscha. So he thinks that by Arvasa Choscha, the idea you're going to say, oh, well, that's only a Bokeres. So that he thought was, that's a much less preferable option. That constitutes a little bit of Bittul, Pshuto Shemikra, if you want to call it that. Okay, fine. All right, so we will pick up with the top Tosfos in Lamed Gimel and Aleph, and we'll continue to do the remaining Tosfosim on the beginning of next week. I did send you all the Chazara questions up until yesterday, and I will try to shortly put together further Chazara questions to keep us a little bit up to date. I don't know if I'll get, hopefully I'll get to before Shabbos, but no promises.